Well, it depends, really. In the Sudan, we have gone through different naming. It used to be called elementary school, and then it used to be called primary school, and then now it is called basic school. And in the Sudan, it used to be 4 years elementary school. It used to be 4 years, and then during Jafar Nomeri, who came in the military coup in 1969, he changed to call it primary school, and then it became 6 years. And then now we have another soldier who took power from this elected government in 1989, General Omar al-Bashir. And now the system is called business school. It's 8 years. So now it is 8 years business school. And this is the history of the basic education in the Sudan.
How do you think these changes have affected basic education, particularly in the south?
If you are talking of the effect, well, we in the south, education before independence, the medium instruction in the South Sudan was, in fact, the vernacular languages, that is the local languages and the English language. But after independence in 1956, the medium instruction in the whole Sudan shifted to Arabic. And up to now, the medium instruction is in Arabic. We had a problem with the curriculum. Because we in the South, we are not Arabic speakers, we speak our own languages, and the condominium government at that time introduced local languages and English language. But after independence, Arabic, in fact, as a language of instruction and as a language of government in the offices, was imposed on the South Sudan. And also Islamic religion was imposed on the South Sudan. The impact was that Arabic was emphasized, and Islam as a religion also was emphasized in the South Sudan. And that, in fact, contributed very much to the conflict between the South and the North.
At this stage, what are your views about the education system in the South at the moment?
All right. At the moment, of course, education should be guided by the CPA. The CPA, the Comprehensive Fees Agreement that was signed in 2005 between the Sudan government and the STLA. That agreement is a very noble agreement, and the South now has a medium of instruction, its English language and our local languages, and the South has a chance to draw up its own curriculum. Because, in fact, the issue of curriculum was a central issue in the education system of South Sudan. We, the South, have been complaining. For example, when you teach the pupils, you teach them in Arabic, language they don't know, they don't talk at home. And then also you teach them things they don't know, they have never seen. For example, you are teaching, A, apple, or B, boy. Now in Arabic, you will teach things like Ya, Jamal. Jamal is camel. And so to teach camel or Jamal, then you say, Masay, Ya, Jamal. Whereas the boy or girl in the South has never seen this camel, because camel is not an animal in the South. And therefore, you have a new language, and we have a new animal, which is a new culture, an animal the child has never seen in his or her life. And therefore, we have some problems. But now, with the CPA, we have the chance to draw our own curriculum, and we can teach things like cow or lion or leopard or a bull, things which are available in the environment. So now the transformation of education in the South can be very easy now if we follow the CPA, because the CPA has given us the chance to have our own educational system and to have our own curriculum and to have our own medium of instruction, which is the local languages and the English language. And the Arabic can remain as a language in higher studies.
Professor Awor, if I may ask you, what are your views about transitioning from the basic level way up to higher institutions of learning?
All right. In the law school, as I'm the dean, in the law school, of course, we receive our candidates from the secondary school. And that will mean that we follow the ladder. Of course, now the system now in the whole Sudan is that you have a child must start in the K-12 kindergarten 1 year, and the child comes to primary school, which is basic school, it spends 8 years, and then it comes to secondary school, 3 years. If you add those, it will be 12 years. And then the child comes to the university, depending on the college he or she is, if in arts or law or economics, 4 years, if agriculture, engineering, 5 years, if medicine, 6 years. So we receive them, and of course, like in law, we receive those who have passed their Sudan school certificate, and they come to the College of Law. And also now we are drawing up a new curriculum for the College of Law. You know, it was all mostly Sharia subjects, that is Islamic law subjects. But now we are going for the common law system, and we shall emphasize on teaching common law subjects and then customary law. As you know, as I said before, after the CPA, a lot of things have changed, and now we have the customs and traditions as the main sources of law in South Sudan, which means that our legislation will use our customs and our traditions to make laws for South Sudan.
So how are people embracing this new way of thinking and doing things? Give me your thoughts about the whole process now, how people are embracing in the South.
Well, the people are very enthusiastic, and they are very delighted. And these are the things they've been looking for in their struggle. You know, the South has gone through a very long history of struggle. Since 1955, after independence, till 2005, the South has been thrown in war. And the things happening now are the things where the South has been looking for. And therefore, people are delighted, they are enthusiastic, and are looking forward for the referendum where they can say their word, whether there will be a different country or they will be still in one Sudan. And even if they decide to remain in West Sudan, still the arrangements under the CPA will have to remain, and the South, in fact, will have its own education system, its own curriculum, its own outlook, its own economy, and so on. Like now, if you talk about economy, we have the well-known economy, which is different from Sharia, and in the North here, they are applying Islamic Sharia. For example, now the banks in the South, they apply the interest rate in the banks, whereas in the North here, they don't apply that because that is illegal according to the Sharia law. So people are very enthusiastic and they're delighted and they're looking forward for more.
Prof, what do you think is the future of education? Right down from the basic, what do you think the future holds for Southern Sudan's education?
Well, I should be optimistic that the future is bright, depending on the good application of or the good implementation of the CPA. And also we are now hoping for a new government in the South. There now elections are running. As I'm talking to you, this is the second day of elections. We are hoping for a good government to come up in the South and as well as in the North here. And of course, next year there will be a referendum, as I said. So, in fact, we are looking forward for improvement in education and many other things. The future, to me, looks bright. I'm very optimistic. Future looks bright because now, for the first time, we in the South are being allowed to determine our own history, our own education, our own destiny.